David Colaiuso is a lawyer turned data scientist in Boston. A couple months ago, some of his colleagues were arguing about which is a bigger problem in criminal justice, bias against people of color or people who are poor.
That question was sort of lingering in my mind. And the first thing I heard when I heard that question, I'm like, well, that's an empirical question. If we had the right data, we would be able to, you know, answer it.
At just about the same time, Ben Schoenfeld, a software engineer in Southwest Virginia, was finding and publishing massive amounts of bulk data, more than 2 million Virginia criminal court cases.
I believe in the power of open data. As someone who knows how to write software, and it's easy and fun for me, it's a great way to contribute getting this data and giving it to people who can do really amazing things with it.
So Colaiuso did. A couple weeks and a lot of statistical analysis later, he was able to find the answer to his colleague's original question.
In the end, the finding was that for a black person in Virginia courts to get the same treatment as their white peers, they would have to make an additional $90,000 a year. So that really sort of put in stark contrast the power of class and race as it relates to outcomes.
While Colaiuso's conclusion is limited, he's gotten positive feedback from data scientists and lawyers alike. They hope his analysis can provide a model for others. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.